Robin Schulz and Wes Alana here on Namibia's number one hit music station, 743. Odile, we have had the studio full of remarkable people. We have had Olympic medalists. We've had people winning international titles. We have had sports heroes from all walks of life.
Sports captains, history makers, beauty queen title holders.
Right.
We've had everything, all of it.
Have we had a hero in studio, though?
No. I think today we need to break that.
The rule is broken. We got Taylan in studio with us. Taylan is a modern day hero. Good morning, buddy. How's it going?
I'm doing good.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, you're not in school. We snuck you out of school for this, so I can imagine.
That's the best part, isn't it?
You're doing great. Taylan, you've received the Vintic International School's Book of Excellence Award. This award provides a permanent written record of truly outstanding pieces of work or significant contributions to society. And Taylan, your story really is a massive contribution to society. So we're going to quickly tell people what you did. You came home from soccer practice. Is it soccer or is it football?
It was soccer.
Soccer. Okay, cool. So Taylan comes home from soccer practice. You go and bunch. You go join all your friends, your family. Everyone's at the pool. And then you notice that your three-year-old cousin, your baby cousin, removed their life vest and was unfortunately underwater and they weren't moving. Taylan, that's when you know hesitation, modern-day hero like Superman, you jump into the bottom of the pool, you bring your cousin up to the surface. And Taylan, because of your quick thinking, your cousin's life was saved. So what was going through your mind when you saw your cousin in the pool? What was going through your mind?
Well, when I saw her in the pool, I was like freaking out because I didn't know that was gonna happen. So I just I just saw her and I went fast to go and pick her up before it was too late.
What's her name?
Her name is Kaydeen.
Kaydeen, how old is she?
She was 3 years old.
Only 3 years old?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, you know what? I really do hope that your friends learn a lesson from you, because you need to be there to protect your younger siblings, your younger cousins, younger everyone.
Yeah.
Taylan, I mean, you say you were freaking out, but when you saw her, I mean, did that go out the window? Did all the fear leave you and you just, that was the goal, to just jump in and get your cousin?
Well, I didn't actually jump in. Well, I just asked for a race, and then everybody, no one wanted to actually race with me except her brother.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were racing, I saw her under the water.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to go and pick her up. Then her dad came out and gave her CPR and took her to the hospital.
You did not even think about it, did you? You just immediately jumped in.
Oh, I didn't jump in.
Well, sorry, yes, yeah. That's what you
metaphorically.
Said. Metaphorically. Well, you see, the reason why we say jump in is because we see it like as a movie. You wanted a race and then you finally got your race. But then when you saw it, you're like, oh, I need to work fast and action.
Taylan, buddy, afterwards, you see your cousin is okay. How did that make you feel?
I felt relieved and thankful. Because God can always perform miracles. Like God took me to perform a miracle, like to save Kaydeen's life.
That's crazy, but that's amazing. I mean,
it's a beautiful way of looking at it. It really is.
I mean, what did you learn from this all? Because like Odile was saying now, I mean, you got to look after your family, you got to look after your friends. So what did you learn from this all?
That God uses small kids like us to perform miracles. Like I saved Kaydeen's life. I performed a miracle to save Kaydeen's life.
100%.
So we also want to know, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a pilot and a soccer player.
A pilot and a soccer player.
I love
Listen,
that.
I once upon a time wanted to be a pilot and a musician. There's bands out there where the musicians fly themselves, so why not be the first soccer player to fly yourself to the World Cup?
I don't know.
Taylan, buddy, I want to find out from you. You say you were at soccer practice before this all happened. Who's your favorite team?
My favorite team is Liverpool.
Okay. So outside of the clubs, when we're looking at the World Cup, who do you think is going to win the World Cup this year?
Spain. Or Morocco.
Without a doubt. I love your confidence.
Taylan, it's amazing you having you here in studio with us. Like we said, we've had so many people, but we've never had a hero in studio with us. And for you, for saving your three-year-old cousin's life, I mean, your quick thinking, you just going straight forward, forget about everything, that's the priority. Taylan, buddy, that's amazing.
Before we finish off, I want to know, what comes with the award? What does it look like? Is it like a statue or is it an actual book?
It's just a leather book where they paste in like a paper that has the director's signature and a photo of me on it.
What does it say on the paper? That you're awesome.
No, it says the Book of Excellence Award because I was the first one in that book because they didn't even have the book, so they had to go and get one.
Do you know
how cool that is?
Odile, you know how amazing a thing is if they like, listen, whatever we have is not good. We need something extra for Talon.
So not only did you save your cousin's life, but you actually started something that you kind of made history at school. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Mom, I hope that you're keeping him humble, right?
Mom, I hope Christmas presents and everything are going to match what happened, right?
Okay, yes, yeah. You know, forget the humility. That can happen after Christmas. Let's spoil him. What do you want for Christmas in case Mom doesn't know, but I know she knows.
I want a happy family.
Oh my goodness.
Talon, Odile cries enough in studio. You can't melt her heart like that as it is. Talon, this is amazing. Truly, I mean, being the first recipient of the Vintik International School's Book of Excellence Award, you saved
That's
your cousin's
pretty
life.
That's impressive, my friend.
And you are only in grade 5. Talon, Odile and I are very old, and we have not had accomplishments like that. So thank you for making us feel bad, but also well done for that award. And, you know, your friends, everyone listening out, everyone must just take inspiration from you and... Go Liverpool, go Portugal, go Morocco. That's what we can say for the World Cup. Adi, thank you so much for coming
and
in.
And go Talon.
Yeah.
So obviously you eyeing playing for Liverpool when you are a professional soccer player, right?
Yes.
See, you're already making history now. So why stop? Keep making history and then go play for Liverpool and be that captain and that pilot. And then you also have your own airline while you're at it.
And you can fly us everywhere because... We need a holiday.
Yes, please. Yes. Can we make you promise that now for us? That you're going to fly us everywhere with your airplane?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
This is being recorded. We have proof.
We have proof. Mom is also the witness. There's a camera right there. We're going to hold you to it.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Talon, have an amazing day. Thank you for coming through. And I mean, like you said, just a happy family for Christmas. We should all be wishing for something like that. Now, you probably have to get to school, buddy.
Yes.
Or should we keep you here a little bit longer?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to do photos and everything first. So, Vintik International School, if you're listening, we're going to keep Talon just that little bit longer. Thank you again for coming through. What an amazing feat that you've done. And, I mean, we just look forward to seeing what you're going to become one day.
Can I please shout out my family?
Of course.
Yes, of course you can.
Okay, so this shout out is for my family, and it's for my dad, Damien, my auntie, Zenly, my sister, Amira, and my two brothers, Connor and Graham, and my uncle Bradley, and my mom, Crystalline.
You have a very, very big family. I wanted to ask, how old is your brothers and your sister?
My sister is 6 years old, my brother is 8, my smaller brother is 1 year.
And you are? How old are you?
10.
10.
So
the eldest one.
The big brother who looks after... I mean, you can see it. You can hear it. He's the one who's going to look after everyone.
Exactly.
Talon, have an amazing day. We're going to keep you a little bit out of school for a little bit longer. We're going to take some photos. We're going to have a good time. And thank you again for coming through. And we look forward to see what your future holds. Because, I mean, you're 10 years old. You're already doing this. It's only up from here, man. Have a good day.
Oh, can I please pick a song?
Of course. I mean, that was what we end this with. We're going to ask. So what would you like? We'll see if we can get it on the system for you quick.
Can I please have A Million Little Miracles by Maverick City, please?
Million Miracles by Maverick City. I tell you what, but we're going to get that for you. We're going to take a quick break. And then it's A Million Little Miracles by Maverick City coming up just for Talon. Have an amazing day, buddy.
Thank you.